Enough is enough for one retirement village chain. We've got Radius Residential Care, sponsor of the show, and happy to have them. Regardless of what comes out of this morning, or if Auckland or Waikato remain in level three, they'll be opening their doors to visitors, and they say you will need to be double jabbed, of course, return a negative test before being let in. But a lot of their residents are feeling isolated. The number of stress-related incidents and medical issues is going up. The New Zealand Aged Care Association boss Simon Wallace is with us on this. Simon, morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Do they speak for many?
Yeah, look, the position of the Aged Care Association is not too different from Radius, and it is absolutely their prerogative to implement their own policy around that. But we want to manage visits through double vaccination, but also with rapid antigen testing. And we think, as a sector, we can do that safely. But the government's not coming to the party on rapid antigen testing for the sector. It's only available to a very narrow set of big businesses, and we need rapid antigen testing available to our whole sector and funded by government, and we can make those visits happen safely.
They don't trust it, do they?
Well, that appears to be the case right now. I put the question to Chris Hipkins the other day, and he said the jury was out for the government on rapid antigen testing. The great thing about it is it's exactly that. It's quick.
Do you get sick of dealing with them?
Pardon?
Do you get sick of dealing with them?
We're frustrated. You know, we've got a suite of options around managing COVID. Five things around visitation, the one I've just told you. Booster shots is really, really important for a vulnerable population like ours, and we need booster shots in the arms of old people before Christmas. We need saliva testing as well as the rapid antigen. We need funding to support the costs that a lot of our members in Auckland have been above and beyond in terms of cleaning, iPads, communications, extra security, and mandatory vaccination. We absolutely support that. But yesterday we were told that the public health order would not override individual employment issues, and that when we stand down staff, we're going to have to pay them for 3 weeks. So. That's not very helpful.
No, it is not. So Radius technically are breaking the rules, of course. Is this where you get to after a while and people go, you know what, when the common sense isn't being listened to, we're just going to carry on? Is that what where we're at now?
Well, they are assessing the situation as an organisation, and they're managing the risk, and they're saying that they can do that. They can say that they can do that safely. And so that's entirely their prerogative. Like a lot of other of our members, we're having to go ahead of the ministry because we're dealing with a population that have got mental health issues, where there's depression. We've got families who are losing patients. So we are finding the solutions here. And if we can manage these situations safely, this is what Radius is saying is doing. But as a sector as a whole, we're putting forward things to make that happen, but we're just not getting the responses in a timely manner from the government for that to happen.
Oh, I hear the frustration, Simon. Listen, have a good weekend. Appreciate it very much. Simon Wallace, the New Zealand Aged Care Association Chief Executive. How many people have we had on this program in the last 2 years that and it's obviously gotten worse, that have expressed their endless frustration at a government that simply will not answer, will not talk, will not engage, will not be open to any new ideas? How many people in this country have got an idea, a decent idea, that they've thought through, Ian Taylor being a classic example, of course, that they've got some answers and they just aren't allowed to get on with it? And so what you get is a company like Radius going, bugger you, we'll do it anyway.
Well, just in the last 13 minutes, we've had three guys in a row who their whole tone of voice is like...